This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
So, Matt Drudge came out with a group of tweets that I agree with when he was watching some of the Fox shows, and they were laughing and giggling while they were talking about the horrible massacre at the Jewish synagogue temple in Pittsburgh, where Trump's going to speak soon. We'll carry that live, obviously. And he just said it's disgusting. A segment on Fox News this morning where hosts laughing and joked their way through a discussion on political impact of terror was bizarre. Not even 48 hours since blood flowed to the synagogue. Check your soul in the makeup chair. And what he's getting at is the teleprompter culture, where the executives load the teleprompter, and then the people read off the teleprompter, and then the public regurgitates that. But then there's not just a teleprompter. There are the people being trained to look sincere and to look happy and to look like you're having the best time of your life. And because they're so fake and so disconnected, then they don't get when they're being extremely inappropriate. And so Drudge is recoiling from the bizarreness. But see, that's a window into, Matt, how bizarre it all is. Because there's three different types of people in television news, especially if you look at Fox. There's the real personalities that are smart and earnest and real and come at things from an earnestness and a legitimacy. So it looks scripted, it looks polished, but it's earnestness. That'd be somebody like you when you were on Fox, or somebody like Tucker Carlson. But then you've got the people that just want to be movie stars. And they're totally fake, so you can't expect them to act like that. And I'm not saying you're wrong, and I did notice this morning on those same shows I tuned in, because it makes me sick as well. I watch it with the audio off, just to see, and they were not smiling during inappropriate times. But again, it's a window into how baloney it is. It's plastic banana. It's not real. Now, one more thing I want to say. We got 7 days left till this historic election. You know the globals are going to try to pull a bunch of crap. They got 18-wheelers and buses. They're going to be hitting the border right around election time. I'm really worried about some massacre against them or something that's easily staged in Mexico. That place is beyond road warrior. So we're going to be watching all that very, very carefully. But what really gets to me is that the political left is so classically anti-Jew and so classically anti-Semitic, and that all these professors and all these media outlets and the Ford Foundation, all of it, teaches anti-Semitism in college, and they praise the Palestinians when they bomb and kill and shoot people and don't even criticize them for blowing up their own children. And then they promote cop killing. Remember all during that with Black Lives Matter saying, well, the cops have done bad stuff. That's why they're all getting ambushed and killed. And it wouldn't even be the cops they were claiming did something wrong, even though almost always that wasn't true. They would just go randomly kill a cop 1,000 miles away, shoot him in the back of the head, and say, well, you know, people are angry. A lot of anger out there. You need to watch your behavior. You need to go under UN control. You need to go under strong cities. You need to go under the Obama Justice Department. And that was the left terrorizing local government police to make them bow to their globalist demands, and the police didn't. But to have the left now say Trump shouldn't come to Pittsburgh and Trump is an anti-Semite because he said nationalist, Israel's nationalist, is sick and a lie. And we need, a few days after the election, to point out all the times on CNN and MSNBC and everywhere else they praised cop killing. And Twitter leaves up all these professors that say, kill more cops. What I want for Christmas is more dead cops and the chants. Jingle bells, jingle bells. What I want for Christmas, dead cops. I mean, all those stupid chants that the media promotes and acts like it's good. And then they turn around when some other psychotic goes and kills some innocent people. And then they blame Trump and the internet for it. These people are sick. And they think you're stupid, and they think you're not paying attention. Well, we are paying attention. We'll be right back. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get into the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. We are broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. We have a very well-known retired FBI agent who's a counterterrorism expert who got banned on Twitter for pointing out that it's the left supporting the Palestinians that are saying kill Jews, and pointing out that it's the left saying kill cops. So now even retired, respected FBI agents who run major organizations cannot be on Twitter and report that Trump has nothing to do with the shooting up of the synagogue where he's going to be speaking today, despite leftist groups saying you're not welcome here. Or we demand you make a public statement renouncing your support of white nationalism. Think about that fraud, the rhetoric of that. I've got the group statement right here. I'm going to read it in a few minutes. Think about that statement. That's not the synagogue. That's just a leftist group saying that they represent Jews. Renounce your support of white nationalism. That's like saying, Alex, renounce your support of NAMBLA. And I'm like, I don't support NAMBLA. Show me where I do. I don't support the North American Man-Boy Love Association like the UN and Salon and HBO do, doing pieces favorable to them. Let your five-year-old daughter be free. Let them come to your door and I'm here to take Alice out. Yeah. Show me. But you see, that's exactly what they do rhetorically here. I saw the statement this morning on the news. They showed, like, we demand you renounce your white nationalism. That was on CNN. About an hour and a half later, I'm watching Fox News while I'm working out, and they've got the Fox News reporter from Pittsburgh, and he's sitting there going, and the group is asking him to renounce his white nationalist support. I mean, you put these press releases out saying Trump needs to say that the moon is not made of cheese and renounce it. It's insane. It's not made of cheese. Trump never said it was made of cheese. But if the group says, we demand you say the moon's not made out of cheese, they'll read that on Fox News. It is despicable. And then the rest of the statement is all neuro-linguistic Bravo Sierra, balderdash, poppycock, fraud. And then now the rabbi's under attack going, Trump's not involved in this. He's my president. I welcome him here. Why wouldn't you want unity? Notice Trump's saying, let's have unity. Let's be loving to each other. This is wrong. This is terrible. This guy hated me. He hated, you know, what we're doing. He hates Israel. And let's all come together and help these folks. No, you're not welcome, says the Democrat sheriff in Pittsburgh. No, you're not welcome, says the Democrat mayor. What Republican would ever do something like this if there was a Democrat president in and there had been an event like this? What Republican would ever act like that? So the statement of Nancy Pelosi and of Michael Obama and all these people that they go low, we go high. You always go low. That's all you do. Well, now you've got Hillary saying we've got to get nasty. And you've got the Democrats, Pelosi, saying, well, go high, go low, I don't care. We just got to win. It's incredible. So finally get a little bit of truth out of their mouth that they're a pack of liars. And rarely do we see any truth out of these people. They just do it ironically sometimes because they just get talking points from lawyers and spin doctors that come up with stuff to deceive the public. But after a while, it just doesn't work anymore. Alex Jones, do you renounce white supremacism? I routinely have leftists come to me and say that. And it's like, I'm not a talking parrot. But I'll go, yeah, I do, but I don't need to because I never supported it. You're funded by George Soros and Nazi Kleber. Oh, whatever. I don't want to talk to you. F off. They have like one line they say at you, like, you're not a person, you're a wall they're talking to, and they regurgitate their teleprompter nation garbage at you. And then you respond back with actual facts, and they don't know what to say. They always go, F you. You're going to prison, Russian. I want to give the number out. I'm going to take phone calls. And I want to hit all the other news as well. But it really is next level when even Fox News, who again was somewhat anti-Trump during the campaign, played both sides. Rupert Murdoch had actually endorsed Hillary previously. Then it kills their ratings. They wanted to get their merger deal done. And now that they got their merger done and Trump didn't stand in the way of it, they are knifing him in the back. And this is bigger than Fox News. It shows the culture of these power mavens and these power houses of media control, how they're playing both sides. When they're already in the position of power, they don't have to play both sides. They could restore the republic, restore decency to a great extent, not have people that are pushing division and hatred and absolute societal rot in positions of power. If the power structure stopped acting like demon-possessed Count Dracula, we would have a future. You idiots are creating the societal global collapse that will destroy the planet. You're not dumbing people down and making them stupid and making them weak and making them evil so you can control them. You're doing it because you are evil. You're doing it because you have given in to wickedness. And so, even though it would serve you better, you are going to destroy the planet if God doesn't hold your hand back, which God tells us he will, and I believe it. I've seen revelation all being confirmed. Not the fake revelations of the distorted churches. Don't you know the devil would put people in to totally deceive? So you wouldn't get what's actually there. You read it. You study it, it's happening. But not the way the churches tell you. So we're going to play those clips of the Democrats and others saying that Trump has radicalized more people than ISIS, and he's not welcome because of his white nationalist garbage. And they think you're so stupid. They think that nationalist means white nationalist. There's hundreds of types of nationalists around the world, different permutations. But nationalist itself means we are the nation state, we are a country, we have a heritage, we're not run by unelected foreign global systems. All right. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. I specifically want to get your take on what do you think they're going to pull with 7 days left? What do you think of the migrant caravans? What do you think about how the Chinese economy is being plunged to try to take ours down? What do you make of all of this and more on the other side? We'll start taking calls at the bottom of the hour, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And we'll get you up and on the air. And there's so much news to get into, and a bunch of clips we'll play in the next segment and then go to your calls. Please don't forget, we're running the biggest sale in our history. Christmas, Black Friday, and Cyber Monday all rolled into one because they were trying to take all of our payment processors. They got 5 of the 6. Then we got a couple more in contracts, so we're backed up now, thank God, at least for now. The harassment and sabotage is incredible. show. I've sold out a lot of the product we'd have through the rest of the year, you know, for the Christmas sales. This is your last day. It will be over. I've had to extend it a few days because I didn't come up with the new specials yet, but biggest special ever, 50% off of all the supplements, 35% off storable foods, bunch of other great products, huge discounts, too many to name, InfoWarsStore.com, and store-wide free shipping. This is your last day to take advantage to get the X2, to get the Brain Force Plus, to get the Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste, Fortified with Colloidal Silver and Iodine, and to get all the other amazing products like Bodies and Gut Fusion and Ultimate Bone Broth and some of the new products that have come in that haven't been reviewed yet. All the other products, again, have five-star reviews by the thousands. The last round of Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality is just so expensive to produce. Knockout, the amazing sleep aid, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And again, do your Christmas shopping early and support the broadcast. We want to thank you all for your support. You are the InfoWar. You are everything. You are the resistance. I love you all. We are a family in this fight. This is an amazing battle we're in together.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but
that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I know you loved me a long time ago.
Man, I'd love to turn things around, at least stabilize the planet.
And even now in my
heart, not have people actively trying to put the most evil systems in they can.
You still won't hear my...
Because that's what the globalists do. They know it's hard to be good. It's easy to be evil.
But darling, this
and just cynically do the most horrible thing you can. Say, hey, this Mark of the Beast sounds like a really good plan. Let's put it in play. And you think, in your wisdom, that there isn't a God. You're just using what somebody wrote 2,000 years ago. But in truth, you've been deceived. But that's actually the mid-level people. People at the top worship Lucifer. They tried to get me to join them. I didn't. Devil's real. That's why there's people that torture children to death. That's why that guy went in that Jewish center and shot those people. And us being domesticated and us not being armed isn't the answer. The answer is good people being strong and standing against that type of crap. You know, and I'm not virtue signaling here, it's the truth. We've assessed, and experts have assessed, you know who's most dangerous? You know who is believed to be statistically, up until just recently, who it would be that would take me out? Because they've tried before. They've done some things that law enforcement and others have asked me not to even get into on air. It's white supremacists. Now, Antifa has eclipsed that to a certain extent, but they're not as determined. But it's the same people, isn't it? It's George Soros. I mean, most of these Nazi ideologies are run by globalists, and it's come out. And it's a very simple ideology, and you believe you're right, and everyone else is bad, and you ascribe mythical powers to Jews. And then you take any evil that Jewish groups do, which certainly goes on. There's evil cults and bad groups in every group. And there sure is in branches of what came out of Judaism. I mean, those people were all over the planet. I've read some of the later books. It's some pretty wicked stuff. Every culture has written stuff like that. But you think the Jews are the only ones that have black magic? Yeah, there have been Jewish groups in history that sacrifice and kill babies. And there's been every other group does it too. And they do the same damn rituals in different parts of the world that never even knew each other. Because the devil's real. You know, like the Bible, there's good Jews and there's bad Jews. And there's good Gentiles and there's bad Gentiles. But Jesus is saying, I have had a covenant with you. And now my covenant is to everyone that follows these rules. And the rules, if you follow them, give you incredible productivity, incredible success, and good fruits. And the world wants to destroy true Judaic and then Christian systems. And they are the two religions. And Christianity did come out of Judaism. The white supremacists, when I say Judaic Christian values, they pulled their hair out. Because it's true. And then you've got the whole bastard child of it, Islam, that came out 400, 500 years after Christianity. But Christianity came out of Judaism. And there was the corruption that had gotten into Judaism, like any other group, and Christ was reforming that. Like Martin Luther or other reformers. And the Protestant church needs to be reformed. And the Catholic church needs to be reformed. And Judaism needs to be reformed. There's always different veins in any group. But Christianity and Western civilization and what we have today would not have been there if it wasn't for Judaism. So the West went from its barbarism and all the things it was involved in, some beautiful, some bad, to its heights with the mixture of Judaism that was very, very similar to a lot of the ancient Anglo-Saxon common law, if you study it. And so that's why they accepted it so much, because so much of it made sense. And so I'm a real historian. I'm a real scholar. I find it fascinating. And I've read wide-ranging stuff. And I've read the anti-Semite crap. I've read what Hitler wrote. I've read what black magic rabbis wrote. I've written what the good rabbis wrote. I mean, I've read a lot. What the original people, I've read Plato, I've read Aristotle, I've read Julius Caesar. And I know the different world systems. And just like there's a fight over America's destiny because it's special and it's powerful, there is a fight over the Judaic system because it's powerful. And there's a fight over anything else that's powerful. Everybody wants to take over Japan. There's something powerful there. Everybody wants to take over Russia. There's something powerful there. Wherever there's power, people try to take it over. And so it's a very sophisticated paradigm, but I have experienced it. I've looked at it. And we must come together around a set of values and ideas, because humans are tribal. And then transcend all of the artificial division that evil people use to control us. So I'm the ultimate individualist. I'm the ultimate collectivist. I am an individual, but I collectively want to promote goodwill and an open, free society. And by all of our individual actions, by good men doing the right thing and good women doing the right thing, we build that world. The collectivists are the ultimate tyrants, because they're not collectivists. They come in with a centralized vision, a centralized control. And they lose their humanity, and they're all cold-blooded, the globalists, playing us off because we have values and we stand for things because we have levers in our heart and levers in our soul. They think we're weak because we feel, but really we're already into the next dimensions. We already are transcendent. They're just like cancer, the globalists, manipulating our humanity and our emotions to control us and then thinking they're ascendant when they're the opposite. So I'm going to say this again. There's good and evil in everybody. We need to come together and love God and love justice. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The David Knight Show.
We go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered, with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals.
This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we got major breaking news, and I'm going right to your calls, and I was just able to call Roger Stone and get him on in the nick of time, former head of the Trump campaign, author, political operative, lobbyist. Mueller investigators probe Roger Stone conference calls. Longtime Trump advisor spoke with WikiLeaks plans, to release emails ahead of 2016 election. WikiLeaks said all over the news for months and months they were going to release them, teasing them. Assange was on Fox News, CNN, New York Times, you know, TV, saying that. But again, it's not about defending Roger Stone. It's about defending the truth. I was there. Roger Stone was working with us then. I hadn't hired him on as a consultant. He was working at Fox News at the time. But I remember going, can we get Assange? Well, I know this talk show host that talks to him occasionally, and he just says it's big, whatever it is. But I'm like, Roger, I'll hire you if you can get Julian Assange on the show, stuff like that. Because he was wanting to obviously work for InfoWars, which is great. I mean, I remember the conversations. Like, I was telling Paul Watson, can you go to the embassy and get Assange on? So I remember all this. And then to hear that we're secretly, because I'm under investigation for it too, like with Assange and all this crap. I've never talked to Assange. One time, when nobody knew who he was, like 10 years ago, Jones Dottier, that's her last name, I forget her first name, was like one of the leaders of the Reykjavik Parliament of Iceland. And he was in the room behind her, and I'll go, is that Julian Assange? Well, yes, but he can't come on. And he's like getting his bags and leaving. Kind of like that time Christopher Walken was on. I'm interviewing, and all of a sudden Christopher Walken sits in the guy's lap and is on the show for 10 minutes. Yes, that happened. But I don't know Christopher Walken. So I have seen Julian Assange over Skype feed, walking around a room getting his bag. He is known as being quite the ladies' man. So, and here's another one. Special counsel refers scheme targeting Mueller to the FBI. This is a whole new one. He offered to pay off all my credit card debts, plus bring me a check for $20,000 if I could do one thing, the woman wrote to the journalist in an email, a copy of which I obtained. In one more effort to get him to go away than anything else. I don't even know what this crap is. So they're now, you know, they claim the Russian investigation is going to be over. They send over Rosenstein to tell Trump, you're not implicated, it's going away. And then now they've got all these weird stories that make no sense. The woman was not willing to speak to the reporters on the phone. So portions of her story have gone uncorroborated. And this is the Atlantic, which is basically the leftist CIA. You're like, this makes no sense. What are you talking about? No, this is worse than Balazi Ford or the Jane Does that said Trump raped them that turned out weren't true. There's just articles that don't even make sense. I was reading them. It was like, uncorroborated woman says somebody wanted to be mean to Mueller. We don't know who. And Trump was mean to Mueller through somebody we don't know who can't corroborate. Special Counsel Robert Mueller accuses opponents of offering women money to make false claims about him. You know what this sounds like? Sounds like there's some women all fired up by Me Too that want to say old Mueller did something to them. Sounds like they're trying to cover their bases ahead of time. And so they're putting out nebulous women who don't say their name and don't even say who they are, just random phone call. You know, Big Bird called and said, Mueller never did anything. Why, Trump offered me money. I'm not going to say who I am. Trump raped me, by the way, five times. Beep. So, if you just tuned in, none of this makes any sense. It's because it doesn't. It's all just BS. Roger, I want to get into this first, what you think of it, and what you make of them now saying they're honing in on witnesses that were part of conference calls that you said WikiLeaks plans to release emails. This reminds me of 2 months after they'd released the WikiLeaks keys, where WikiLeaks would release something and then email out on an email list to people they wanted to get it first, the keys to it, and we'd all scramble to have somebody send us the keys, and then we'd write articles about it. They go, oh my God, Donald Trump Jr. sent his father an email with the keys to WikiLeaks, and it was almost 2 months after they were released. I'm kind of ashamed that Don Jr. was, what was it, 6.5 weeks or whatever behind here, or yeah, this was over 2 months. Whatever. The point is, it scrambles the brain, Roger. It scrambles the brain that when you're alert and awake and know the facts, this is all complete baloney. So what I'm asking you is, what does this signify? Is the witch hunt really over, or are they going to put your head on a spike before they do that? Because everybody says they're circling in on you, that you are the cherry on top, the crap sundae.
Well, Alex, this is a pathetic attempt by the Wall Street Journal to recycle old news. Over a 10-day period, including on the Alex Jones Show, one of the specific times they cited, I said that I had communicated with Assange. And I clarified at that time and later under oath before the House Intelligence Committee that that communication was through a third party, Randy Credico. That was the truth then. It's the truth now. I never received any information regarding the source.
By the way, I flogged you. I mean, I'm interrupting, but I flogged you. And we don't have to repeat the old stuff. I mean, we know it's a lie, what they're saying. I flogged you. You're like, I have a source. I'm trying to get info. I mean, we had these conversations 50 times.
Exactly, which is why I think they keep asking about you in front of the grand jury. But you don't have the information either because we never got it. They are chasing a ghost.
Yeah, I blew up on Assange when he didn't release it when he was into that press conference. Remember that overnight show? And I called him a very mean name. I said it was Hillary Clinton's butt plug.
Yes, but what people don't realize is that that was October 2nd, I believe. On that date, he announced a release schedule for the next 6 weeks past the election, and he met that schedule. So now you have Washington Post reporters saying, Assange released this material right after the Billy Bush tape became public at your direction. No, actually, he had announced the schedule for releases prior to the Billy Bush tape being released. It's a witch hunt. If the decision in front of the grand jury...
No, I know. They're trying to trick the grand jury about times and things that have been said. They're totally trying to trick the grand jury.
But in the end of the day, it requires facts, evidence, proof. And if the decision, whether or not to charge me, is made on the basis of facts and evidence and truth, I will not be charged.
So, Roger, that's my question to you. That's my question to you. How far is this going to go? I mean, is it over? Are they going to? Do you think they're going to charge you?
They're still taking grand jury testimony as of last Friday and this Friday. They may be actually interviewing some exculpatory witnesses because Credico, my back channel, the guy who gave me my tip, told other people firsthand that he was indeed the back channel. So therefore, I have witnesses. He has none. My email trail, my text message trail shows that Jerry Corsi never told me that Julian Assange's emails had been acquired in advance. That's a new development. I don't know that he now claims that he knew it. It's not clear from the...
Well, I didn't say things bad about Corsi last week to be mean to him. I have seen him in a dementia-like state the last few times I saw him. We're very, very sad. That's what happens when you get older. I hope he gets better. I'm not sure what's wrong with him, but he doesn't know what planet he's on.
It may just be the demon rum. But in any event, there is no evidence or proof that I've done anything illegal in connection with my activities to defeat Hillary Clinton and elect Donald Trump. So I think the special counsel is frustrated because they're looking for something that doesn't exist. Were we trying to find out what it was that Assange had? Absolutely.
I got loaded phone lines. I'm going to go right to your callers, but two more minutes on the other side. What do you make of this new nebulous? Women are about to come out against Mueller. It's Trump. It's all fake. And they go, but none of us corroborated. We got a phone call. What is that? We'll be right back straight ahead.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Gentlemen, Project Veritas has released a new video. We're posting at NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. It's got to go viral. Democrat Congresswoman Kristen Sinema, who is running against Republican Congresswoman Martha McSally, is on video saying people can join the Taliban. She loves it. And that, oh, they can't say they're going to ban guns, but as soon as they get in, they want to ban the Second Amendment. Arizona candidate Sinema can't be talking about gun bans, says Arizonans will actually shoot you. And that's Project Veritas's headline, which is not strong enough. I just watched the clip during the break that we're pulling into the system. She says, oh, well, you know, we'll ban them once we get them a joint. It's amazing. Going back to Roger Stone and write your phone calls. I appreciate everybody calling in, talking about what they think the Democrats are going to pull the next 7 days. Just real quick, this just broke on DrudgeReport.com. And I read both the articles. It says nothing. It looks like they're pre-positioning that if women come out and say Mueller abused them, it's fake and they were offered money. Because it says unnamed sources that are uncooperated say women are getting ready to come out against Mueller, but that Trump did it to be mean. That really sounds like pre-positioning a talking point, Roger.
Well, if any woman comes forward and accuses Robert Mueller of sexual assault, Alex, they must be believed. They're survivors. They must be believed. It doesn't matter that they have no corroboration or eyewitnesses or proof. There's a new standard in this country set by the left. I certainly hope this is not true, but I don't know how you could question any woman who came forward. I mean, no one wanted to look into whether Dr. Ford was paid. No one wanted to look into whether any of these other women were put up to bearing false witness against Judge Kavanaugh. That was out of bounds. That wasn't fair. No, we were told they must be believed, that you were a misogynist, you were disrespecting women if you didn't believe their false claims of sexual assault.
Do you think Rosenstein, a month ago, who went to Trump, and the press even confirmed that this was going on, who knows if they're lying, but that he basically signaled, okay, you're not implicated, it's going to get wrapped up soon, it's basically over, and Trump said, good, you can, you know, stay, we all know this is a fraud, let's move forward. I wouldn't trust Rosenstein as far as I could throw him. What's your inside baseball on that?
I think that the president's advisors probably told him that it would be unwise to sack Rosenstein before the election because it would merely elevate the phony Russian collusion discussion yet again. But there's no question that he proposed wearing a wire to entrap the president of the United States to remove him under the 25th Amendment. If the Democrats win the House, that is still their intention. I would not be shocked to see Rosenstein terminated after the election. I'm aware of multiple crimes on his part in the end. I would hope that he is prosecuted. Remember, it is Rosenstein who has talked the president out of making public the FISA warrants that prove that the Obama administration was spying on Donald Trump and his campaign for political reasons.
And that's the key. Is that Trump has all the cards. They came and said, okay, we know you're innocent. We'll leave you alone. Just don't release it. They're going to lie. He's really made a mistake. I think the president should release those documents now. They've been with the inspector general for a month and a half, 2 months. They need to be released, don't they, Roger?
Well, and the British and the Australians are arguing that you shouldn't release this because it would reveal our sources and methods. What they mean to say is you shouldn't release these because they're going to prove that we, the Brits, were spying on Donald Trump at the request of John Brennan.
Which the media acts dumb, hiding. Like, why would the Brits do that? That's how it works. Illegal spying is done by countries you have alliances with. Brits are used to kill Americans. Americans kill Brits. Germans are used to kill Americans. Americans kill Germans. Germans blow up Oklahoma City. We blow up stuff for them. That's how it works. We know the names. Roger Stone, God bless you. We really appreciate you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Make sure folks turn into the War Room today at 4 Central, 5 o'clock Eastern, for a discussion of how early the surveillance of Donald Trump began in 2016.
Tomorrow's news today. Thank you. Yeah, War Room kicks off at 3 p.m. Central. Roger always hosts the second hour. Be sure and tune into that 4 o'clock Central. Thank you, Roger. Okay. I'm going to go to all the calls, and I've got a guest popping in for like 15 minutes, too, but we'll get to everybody. I appreciate everybody calling. We're going to go to you. We're going to go to Mike in Nevada in a moment, then we're going to go to Dylan and a bunch of other folks here in just a moment, briefly. This is the biggest sale in our history because they tried to take our payment processors away and almost did it, but we're okay now. Thank God and our lucky stars. So they might have been able to do it. I'd be sitting on all the stock of great products where we sell more in November and December than we sell in 6-8 months out of the year. I mean, it's almost half what we sell every year, okay? And it's make it or break it for us. And the globalists know that. They understand that. So we have a warehouse right here in Austin full of all these fresh supplements and new T-shirts and all the stuff for little elves to send out in Wake Up America. The water filtration, the air filtration, all of it. Big warehouse. And if they were able to take our payment processor, that would be a, let's not say a death blow, but it wouldn't feel too good to have your right arm chopped off. So it's a catch-22. We did our biggest sale. All the sales of Christmas, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all in one to get the sales out now to get rid of that stockpile so that we wouldn't have a warehouse full of stuff and go bankrupt. It's been too successful. We have sold out of almost everything. So the enemy, in a way, wins because we would have sold some of it in between the sales at higher prices. But whatever. The point is they don't win in the end because we bring America back and defeat them. And I just couldn't chance it. So X2, final run, it's selling out. Brainforce Plus, it's selling out. Super Mel, Super Food Vitality, final run, it's selling out. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out, back in, 50% off. Everything 50% off and free shipping shore-wide and a bunch of other big specials on the high-quality storable food that everybody should have and the books and the videos and the T-shirts, all of it. Do your Christmas shopping now. Be revolutionary. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight the traffic. Have it all a month early and know you are betting on America and the Republic. I am in your hands. InfoWars is in your hands. And you've really come through. And yes, I'm going to go ahead and still have specials on the things we have in stock. We'll still have some specials on Black Friday and Christmas, but this has been the big Christmas sale, and you guys came through, and one way or another, George Soros lost again, I can tell you. But it was too successful. So it's ending today. Today. InfoWarsStore.com. And believe me, some of these things, at 50% off, are almost loss leaders. You sign up for AutoShip, additional 10% off, they are loss leaders. It doesn't matter. Because they're high quality, you're going to love them. You're going to see how great they are. You're going to want to reorder it at its regular discounted price. We don't mark up supplements 5 to 7 times what the market does. Our most expensive stuff has 150% markup. We always do sales, so the maximum is 100% markup. Usually stuff is about 75% marked up. Okay, so that means if something costs me $5, we're selling it for $8, or, you know, $7.50. Or we're selling something costs me $20 to make, we're selling it for, you know, $40. When we do discounts, these are real discounts. So it takes a lot of sales to fund us, but it's a catch-22, and it tends to work out. Okay, I'm going to your calls now. Thanks for all the support. Please support local radio stations. We're talking about false flags. What are they going to do with 7 days left? We know they're pulling some stuff here. Go ahead, Mike in Nevada. What do you think's going on, brother? Thanks for calling.
Well, we all know the border's going to be the big one. You know, that's the big thing they're planning. I have a feeling that maybe they're going to start going to all the polls and around Election Day and causing havoc over at the polls.
Oh, we're already getting reports of votes flipped everywhere and illegals openly voting and people voting the names of dead people and Antifa and leftists intimidating people at polling places. I would not wear a red Make America Great Again hat to the polls.
Exactly. I wouldn't wear any red. I'd probably give me a pair of skinny jeans and a black hoodie and they'll let you right in.
Hell, they'll let you vote 5 or 6 times then.
Right.
If you got meth mouth and like look like a white supremacist and like in a weird hoodie, they're going to like, oh, come on in. Howl Hitler. Howl Soros. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, you know, what they did to me is, they, you know, I signed my signature the same all the time. Just, I voted early. They took my information. I signed. And they said, oh, no, your signature doesn't match. So I had to fill out a signature card. They gave me a bunch of hassle before I had to go to the machine. And then last year, the machines had those little shields on the side. Now they put them right out in front where everybody can watch you.
Well, don't let them intimidate you and get your friends and family to vote. This is going to be down to the wire because of fraud. We would have a huge red wave, but they built a seawall of illegal aliens and dead people voting and fraud and ballot fraud. And then, you know, these companies, Soros owns part of like half the machines in the country. I mean, it's insane. God bless you, Mike. Yeah, I think you're right. I think the false flag is an attack on immigrants. Meanwhile, they've got pipe bombs, they're shooting at police, they're firebombing things. That's all okay. That's not even in the news. We'll be right back.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our